from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go back to where we started. And yes, it's very depressing. The Pirates have disappeared. Bob, would you like to say goodbye to them as they fly away? Go ahead, say goodbye to the Pirates.
Losers of 7 in a row, 9 of 10, and their opportunity was right there in front of them, and now it's gone. And they have 3 against the Padres coming up, and I don't see that being any better.
This is 11 and 12 all over again. So I'm going to start where we started today in this 1 o'clock hour. I want a very simple answer to this. Perhaps you've reconsidered. Sometimes things happen, Paul, that cause us to change our minds. Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton. If the Pirates have a losing record, if they miss the playoffs and wind up, you know, with 78, 79 wins, should Derek Shelton or Ben Cherington be fired after the season?
Well, as I said before, if they just miss the playoffs, no. If the bottom falls out, at the very least, Cherington should be fired, and then the new general manager should be able to make up his mind about Shelton.
Bob?
I think they'll be on an extremely hot seat. This offseason will determine their futures.
What would you do? You're Bob Nutting. If they wind up with 77 wins, are you firing both?
No, they're both going to be here. Shelton already signed an extension. I don't see that happening at
all. But would you? Would you fire one or the other?
I'm saying, I'd let them know in advance, this is it. This is the final straw. This offseason will determine your future.
Yeah.
And our goal is to be in the playoffs. And if not, things will change.
That would be my tack as well. I would not fire either one of them. One of the reasons for that is I'm putting this demise first and foremost on the players. And you could say, well, they chose the players. Well, who wouldn't have chosen David Bednar? Who wouldn't have chosen Colin Holderman? Who wouldn't have chosen after last year, Key Brian Hayes? Or even Sawinski, for that matter, who had 26 homers last year. The players, key players, have failed this team.
Henry Davis being among them also.
Shelton has had some highly questionable decisions, of course, he has. Ben Cherington has had some abominable roster decisions. Of course he has. Of course they're highly responsible for what happens. And Bob Nutting lords over it all with the financial constraints that kill this team. But this particular year, the reason that they're not in contention right now more than they are, and they got 6 teams to climb over, it's not happening.
Well, they've allowed 3 to go past them in this losing streak, the Reds, the Cubs, and the Giants.
Is the players who should otherwise be counted on. And therefore, that's one reason I'm telling Shelton and Charrington after the season, you know what? In some ways, your guys failed you. In some ways, you failed them. We're going to get this right next year, or we're going to move on. So this is your ultimatum. Your seat is red hot, Derek Shelton, going into next season. And the same for Ben Charrington. And by the way, they're tied at the hip here. They're joined at the hip, Paul. There's none of this. We'll get rid of one guy, but not the other for me. These two guys are a package deal for me.
Well, again, the one guy put the team and the organization together. So if these players aren't coming through or whatever we're talking about, I got to say, okay, if I give you another year, all I'm doing is wasting another year. That's what I have to say. Because I think one of the things, one of the biggest, and let me double check here. Go ahead, Paul, pause me. Let me just double check something.
Yeah, you might as well.
But, yes, I'm going to do it right now.
Bob, do you like the Paul pause?
It should be sponsored.
I do like that. It should be sponsored. Who would do it? Is there a pause like a pet store or something like that?
That's a good idea.
That would pause. Be tremendous.
We could get it sponsored by somebody else.
That would be so good.
So let me just double check this here. Yes. OPS, which, you know, what we like.
I think it's time for another. What is happening
Joey
here?
Joey Bart. Okay. O'Neill Cruz is 778. They still don't have a single batter, a hitter that they developed with an OPS of 800 or more.
Yeah.
O'Neill Cruz is close at 778. Andrew McCutchen was developed by
a
different regime, long, long ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take him out of the equation. Jason DeLay, he's had 10 at-bats or something, it doesn't matter. Connor Falefa, no. Okay, so basically, is Connor Joe, and he was even a trade, wasn't he?
He was originally drafted.
He's horrible.
He's back in a trade.
But hear me out.
Your point is they've developed no hitters, and you're right.
My point is...
there's no homegrown hitters here.
My point is, guys with a OPS of 680, I mean, I've dropped it a lot here, 680 or better that they've developed. And I had to get to 680 so that I could include Nick Gonzalez, who's at 680, his OPS. And then the other guy that is Cruz at 778. Two guys in 5 years that they've developed into, would you agree that if you're, you know, you're reasonable.
Well, wait a second. The O'Neill Cruz isn't homegrown either. They got him in a trade, too.
Wow, that's right. But how much did he play for another organization? I think.
No, he was very young.
I think. I'll count him because they basically got him right before he was. He never really did anything for any other.
But he's not developing from a defensive side of it, which leads to another problem.
No, but I'm talking about guys that hit.
Yeah. And that's Charrington.
They basically got him when he was 18 years old. So I'll count him. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is, what would you say would be a reasonable metric? A 650 OPS?
I guess. To me, the overall your overriding point is they haven't developed any hitters.
They really haven't developed.
And was the Cruz trade even under Charrington? I think it was under Huntington.
No, it was under Huntington.
So right. Nobody. Down to this. Who's he developed as a hitter? Nobody.
That is actually a legitimate point that I didn't even think about. How about guys that he's drafted and or brought to the organization when they were really young and developed?
None.
One.
None.
Nick Gonzalez, who is a 680.
Who the jury is still way out on.
So then if you drop below him, let's see who the next guy is. Hayes was drafted by somebody else and developed, you know, partially.
He's horrible.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
How about Sawinski? When did he come here?
Nobody cares.
Because now we're down to 588.
He's going to be out of baseball. Bob, let me ask you these questions. And all I want is a yes or no.
Okay.
And I'll ask Paul. Would you move on from the following people this offseason? Jack Sawinski.
Yes.
Brian De La Cruz.
Yes.
Henry Davis.
No.
Michael A. Taylor.
Yes.
Key Brian Hayes.
No, because they can't.
Yes, they can.
What are they going to do?
Trade him.
To whom? For what? Who's going to pick up that contract?
You can always move on. All right. Would you move on from Key Brian Hayes?
Me personally, yes.
Okay. Rowdy.
Yes.
Grandal.
Yes.
Bednar.
No.
Holderman.
No.
Cruz.
No.
I mean, Cruz's position.
Yes, I'd move him. But all right. I want the bat. I need the bat.
I'll come back to you. Paul, I need a yes or no. Would you move on from these people in the offseason? Sawinski.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
What?
I'd keep him in the organization. I would keep him in the organization and, you know, hope he catches fire in the minor leagues and then try and trade him.
De La Cruz, move on?
How do you move on from him?
Trade him?
Yeah.
Davis.
I would trade him, try and trade him and see what I could get for him.
Michael A. Taylor.
Yeah.
Key Brian Hayes.
No, you can't.
You can.
I think his best value to the Pirates is as a defensive player.
All right.
I think if you trade him with that contract, you're getting nothing for him. Nobody's giving you anything.
That's fine. They'll move somebody else over there. This has gotten to the point where it's ridiculous. I have a guy in my lineup who literally averages one extra base hit per month. Grandal, moving on?
I'd have moved on from him 3 months ago.
Bednar.
See, that's a tough one. I if you remember, I was shouted down when I said they should trade him at the trade deadline for exactly the reason we're talking about. But now his value is, unless he rebounds, put it this way, can I give a caveat?
Yeah.
If he rebounds and he has a really good end of the season, I trade him immediately. You know, I trade him over in the winter meetings, no question. But he has to have value.
I'm surprised at a couple of things with both of you. Key Brian Hayes, you're telling me that a guy who's still only 27 and who at his very worst, which is right now, at his very worst is still a plus 1.2 player in WAR. Last year was a 4. The year before was a 4.3. You're telling me there's no trade market for him. None. You couldn't get rid of him if you wanted to.
I'm saying who would want the money attached to him?
Somebody who thinks we can actually help this guy hit, right, like the double-A hitting instructor the Pirates had.
And you find that, what would you get in return?
I don't care at this point. Okay, That's the whole point.
Well, I'm saying that position requires, I would rather have less of a glove and much more of a bat. I don't need the glove to me is nice, but
there is no bat. There's no bat.
That's why
I'm
saying.
He never gets an extra base hit.
Again, you're asking me what I would do, what the Pirates would do. And I gave you two different answers.
What you would do.
I wouldn't. I'd move on from him.
So would I.
But they're not, because they're going to have to pay him, because no one else is going to want that contract.
Somebody else will. Somebody else would trade him.
Well,
put it this way.
He's an elite defender.
Okay, but
somebody else would say, we can get out of him what he's shown, but what the Pirates obviously can't.
Someone might be right.
Or other teams would say, I don't think his back is right.
Might. They might.
My point is, here's another caveat. If under those circumstances, if you think you can get a reasonable return for him, yes, I move on from him. I don't think you could get much for him. That's my point.
So you both are just going to stick a guy back into your lineup so we can watch this again year?
Well, because of the war you said. Okay, what better option do you have at this point?
Find one.
Where?
Kiner Falefa at third base.
He's supposed to play shortstop when Cruz moves to right field.
Keep Cruz at shortstop. I can't watch this anymore. I can't believe that you can.
Nobody's saying we can.
By the way, he's got a career OPS over 700, and he's a 260 career hitter, in this lineup makes him Rod Carew.
How about if we move Ke'Bryan Hayes to second?
I don't want Ke'Bryan. There's 9 spots. I don't want his bat to be one of them anymore.
They have too many spots that don't have much offense.
Okay, how about you move him into the Jared Triolo role and get rid of Jared Triolo?
Like a guy off the bench who can
play
positions?
A guy off the bench who plays a couple of positions, who's a defensive replacement, something like that.
How did Jared Triolo stay here all year, Bob?
I don't know. Huh? I don't know.
He's a good ball player.
He's the same thing. He's just defense and not offense. You have too many guys who don't hit. This team
he's still hitting 198. He's still hitting 198 with a 270
slug. He showed flashes last year. That's why he got
the
opportunity this
year. The most damning thing about Jared Triolo is that his on-base percentage is 277. I mean, if you're a bad hitter, at least could you try and get walks?
You know? I know. And he never – or if you're a bad hitter, you know, Sawinski. All right, he's going to hit 110. At least he'll hit me maybe 20, 25 homers.
And I would take that.
Triolo has no power either.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
All of which I realize is an unbelievable indictment of Ben Charrington. Really, the roster that Shelton has had to choose from, Ben Charrington should be mortified by this. He really should.
Right.
He has failed miserably, Michael, on that front.
Michael, we were calling him Michael DFA Taylor for a while. Then we were just calling him Michael F. Taylor for a while. Then he had like 4 games where he hit home runs, and we all lost our minds and started calling him Michael A.
But that's
Taylor
the again. Same thing we did with Tellez. Tellez has reverted back to what he was.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
But he's back being Michael DFA Taylor, right?
Yeah.
If you're Michael A. Taylor, I would love someone to explain to me how he is – lasted this long, this entire season, and he's gotten as many at bats as his on base percentage is .266.
They're in love with defense. They're in love with defense.
On base percentage is .266.
Connor Joe hasn't had an extra base hit since Mulsey had hair.
That's what I'm saying. I'm asking who is a better option at their point.
Connor Joe's on base is .320.
What were you asking, Bob?
He's not good, but at least he gets on base a little bit.
Who does?
Jiwon Bae?
Connor Joe's been hitting like a pitcher for 3 months.
His on-base percentage is .320.
That's because of what he did the first month. Look at his on-base in June, July, and August. Go look. It's horrific.
The thing that has to happen here.
It's time for another ball pause.
The thing that has to happen here is that they have to.
What I'm saying is, Connor Joe is a bad hitter, but at least he finds a way a little bit to get on base.
No, he doesn't. That's what I'm saying. No, he doesn't.
See, 320 is his on-base percentage.
This is why this offseason
is so important.
That's what his
on-base percentage is, 320.
They need to go out and spend money on legitimate bats, not guys who make $2 million a year.
How dare you insult Rowdy? He had a .916 OPS in July, a .926 in June, and he's batting .276 this month.
Good for him. They need more. They need more. If your first baseman and third baseman can't hit home runs and driving a lot of runs, then you're in trouble.
Roddy Tellez still has not reached double digits in home runs.
That's what my point is. If you brought him in here at the beginning of this year, you would have thought that deal was to hit home runs.
To my point before, those two guys, Triola and Michael DFA Taylor, who are guys that you would think would find a way to scratch and claw and at least get on base a little bit. Rowdy Tellez has a much better on-base percentage than those guys.
So, the whole team stinks, and it's Charrington's fault.
The whole team stinks.
It's Charrington's fault.
Everybody stinks.
Well, what was he doing? But he's also, you know, when I say that, he's operating with handcuffs, financial handcuffs. But he still had some money to spend, and he squandered most of it. But it's a hell of a lot easier, Paul, When you tell a guy, go out and spend $90 million this offseason and see if you hit on some of it and if you miss on some. Instead, here's a quarter. Make sure you come back with, you know, enough candy for the whole month.
Yeah, that's my point. It's hard. But you know those ramifications when you take the job, most likely.
Well, and now what they're going to see, here's what they could have seen. Here's what you could have seen in August and September is a filled ballpark, all that parking money, all those concessions, all that concession money, all the ticket money, everything. You would have seen packed ballparks.
Plus exposure nationally on television.
Yeah, it's all blown up. And what they're going to get now is empty stadiums and nobody talking about them in August and September because of this.
Well, and here's what I'm going to say. And I'm going to get a lot of blowback here. I know, so I'm okay with it. I'm sure that the bean counter, okay, they are out there and they are looking at it and saying, we could add $20 million in payroll and still maybe get to where we want to go. But even if we do, you know, and we have full ballparks and all this crap, okay, are we going to actually make that $20 million back? And if, say, we were to go from, what are they, it's $80 million payroll to $105 million payroll, that $25 million, do you know how we can guarantee that we're going to have $25 million in our pocket? By not spending it on players, by hoping that we get to like 80 or 81 wins and we're in it long enough that we can sell tickets.
Maybe, man.
That's how they
I think this would be quite the bonanza.
Listen,
if you had 2 months of a packed ballpark and all this excitement, plus maybe a playoff game or two.
How they think, honestly.
I know. All right, we got to go. I'm watching a video of a pit bull attacking a bison.
I saw that. Bison won.
And quickly finds out the pit bull. This thing gives him one headbutt, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And the little pit bull like just limps back to, I think it's a car he got put on this guy.
You don't realize how strong those big animals are.
This thing went full Ryan Clark on McGahee here on the pit bull. Did you see that?
Yeah. Did you see? I saw a video the other day of, what are they called? Lions.
Yeah.
I guess these lions were trying to attack a giraffe and they got leg whipped. I guess the giraffe's legs are like really...
Do the giraffes usually win that confrontation?
Their legs are so powerful.
Their legs are powerful. They're like, basically, it was like, you know, you could have put uprights out there. They were just kicking these lions.
And they're
Gus
lions.
The field goal kicking mule. Remember him? Remember him, Bob? Gus the field goal kicking mule?
Yeah.
It was a great movie,
I thought.
They have
strength in those legs. I'm telling you, those giraffes and those lions, tigers, whatever, flying through the air.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how powerful they are. Why are we watching this stuff?
I don't know. It's interesting to me. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing HVAC service for over 50 years. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Some bad news for Mark Caballi. Wanted to extend my condolences to him. I guess The Athletic moved on from him today.
And yeah, I don't know surprised.
If a story
He's a
behind that or
guy.
Not.
I don't understand it either.
He's going to be on with the PM guys, but Pat McAfee put this on here today. And he was talking about stuff.
He's been on before, and
Why don't we listen to this? Let's listen to what McAfee said about Cabali coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.